Hey, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome to our show today. This is our encore show that we roll on Tuesdays. And today I wanted to pull one out of our archive, our deeper archive, which is our old stuff from the national show. Some of it precedes that going back into the 90s, but this one is from the year 2002. And this was when we were on the radio side of things, taking phone calls back in the day when they took phone calls in talk radio, and really back in the day when we were making all kinds of mischief and eventually bringing down that thing called talk radio. We like to think that we were partially responsible for doing that, but anyway, and maybe that's not a good thing because the state of talk radio today is, as you know, beyond bad. But anyway, this was an hour that we did back in March of 2002 with Pastor William Renick. Halle Berry had just won or had been nominated for an Academy Award. And the good pastor was on to talk about how she got that Academy Award. Let's just put it that way. Also, some kind of a mix-up at the Joyful Union congregation where the pastor holds forth. There was money used to give a female congregant breast augmentation surgery. So we'll see how all of that comes together and all of that spills out into the ether as it did in March of 2002, a special encore show today on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And if you want to hear more of these at your leisure, you can go to our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Sign up for a backstage pass, which you can sign up for a month or a year, and it gives you access to all of these hours, 30,000-plus hours, and the very, very best quality of these shows as well. So check it out at our website and check out this right now, right here, from 2002, Pastor William Renick on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Pastor William Renick is with us from Joyful Union Congregation. Halle Berry, the first black actress to win a Best Actress Award. Let's get that correct, because I've been listening to people.
First black female to win a Best Actor Award.
Right. The first in the 74-year history of the Academy. And you spoke this morning at Joyful Union Congregation?
Well, we will. They had a number of people questioning the validity of it. Not African-Americans questioning the validity of her winning this award, but I think she did the right thing. And I think that in order for a black woman to win the Academy Award for Best Actor, she had to do what she did. There are people...
Wait, well, what did she do? I mean, she turned in a great performance.
Well, she turned in a performance... The difficulty that we had this morning when I was talking with some of the members of our congregation is that she did expose herself. She had stripped down in the movie and it had a love scene with Billy Bob Thornton, who was a white man. This was some people took exception to this. I said she did what she had to do to bring black women along 74 years.
Right.
They hadn't won a Best Actor Award 74 years, but they got the award with Halle Berry.
You don't. All I'm asking you is, do you are you saying she won the award because she got naked?
I'm saying she did what she had to do in the movie. Did you see Monsters Ball?
No, I did not. I my wife saw it, and Janice, do you see the movie?
In the film, she has a love scene with Billy Bob Thornton. She also takes the top off so you can see it all. Now, I said to some people...
You have people in your congregation upset with that.
I think they're upset with that, but I told them that's what got her the Academy Award.
What about good acting?
All right, I mean, I don't know. You didn't see the movie.
No, I did not.
I don't think good acting is what comes to mind. I think the thing that comes to mind...
You're telling me that Halle Berry... So I'm clear, Reverend, all right?
Yes.
Halle Berry won the Best Actress Award last night, not because she's talented as an actress, but because she got naked.
She did what she had to do to bring black women along in this country. You need to understand something. There had never been a black female will win the Best Actress award ever.
I understand that. I know that.
You know that. And what I said to members of my congregation, I said, don't judge her because she had a scene, a sexual scene in the movie. Because it got her the Academy Award.
Not her good acting.
I think you need to understand we're talking about Halle Berry. She is a wonderful young woman. She's done a great deal for a great many people. And I figured...
But you're saying good acting didn't get her the award, the fact that she got naked.
Let me tell you what... If I could, I'm going to tell you what I said to people in my congregation. I said, when you do something in service of other people, then it's a good thing, ultimately. She knew she wasn't going to win that award based upon her ability as an actress. If that had been the case, Angela Bassett would have won an award. You see what I'm saying?
All right.
I mean, there'd been other women would have won an award, but Halle Berry up for Best Actress, you got to be kidding me. There's just no way that she's going to...
There's no way she wins on her merits as an actress.
What I'm saying to you, Phil, my hat's off to Halle for bearing her breast to bring blacks to the forefront of entertainment. And to bring black women to the forefront of entertainment. There's no way a young black female wins this award unless she takes her clothes off. And I said to my congregation that when you, even if you strip down, and that's a big thing because some people would say that that is against the word of God.
Getting naked? I mean, sexually? Promiscuously? On screen?
Some people would say that, but I said to them, even if you get nude, you're serving God so long as you help other people. Now, I think we need to be a little less judgmental and a little bit more understanding of this young woman, because there's no way in hell she's going to win a Best Actress Award based upon what you call talent. She ain't got any. What she does have is a hell of a looking body, and I say that as a man of God. I love God. I love my congregation. I love the people of my congregation.
But Halle Berry doesn't win that award unless she bears her breasts.
That's not all she did, though. She did a very courageous thing. She's got a love scene with a white man. That's enough to take any black man out there, drive around the bend. I saw that for the first time. I almost went nuts. But I knew she'd done it for her people.
Well,
talent don't win Oscars for black women. Sometimes you've got to show your breasts. Sometimes you've got to do something that you would not ordinarily do, but I think in the long run it'd help you out. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I understand. I don't know that I would have bought it.
But you're not a member of our congregation, Phil, because you don't understand. For 33 years I have ministered to these people.
And you tell them that as long as it's in service to others, you can get nude on the screen and show your breasts and everything else. I mean, I'm not judging you, okay? I guess, I'm not the most religious guy.
We've had this conversation before. You're not a religious man. You have to understand, though, that God loves you regardless of what you do, if what you do is for the betterment of everybody else. Halle took her clothes off to move the black woman along. No, she ain't got no talent as an actress. That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, whether she got talent or not. Everybody knows she don't. What she's got is a damn good-looking body. And I say that as a minister. I love God. You got to know what you got.
I'm going to give her phone number out here.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation. There's two women in your... Are you encouraging women to have breast augmentation?
No, there was a couple of young ladies that I was advising, because I started a talent agency about 2 months ago to help bring more and more African-Americans into entertainment. And I had advised two young ladies to get breast augmentation simply because I felt it was the quickest and surest way for a young black woman to move along in the entertainment business.
Where are you getting the money, and are you funding these ladies?
Well, we are using the money from the church fund.
You've got a threatened lawsuit from at least two, Mr. and Mrs. Beck and a Mr. and Mrs. Carruthers?
That is correct, because they don't understand what we are attempting to do is enrich the lives of young African-American women and men as well, who are trying to break into the professional ranks in entertainment.
So you're using church money to give breast augmentation.
I'm not doing it.
But you're funding breast enhancement surgery for young women in your congregation, so as it says here, they can do what Halle Berry did.
Halle Berry has been an inspiration. I don't know what it is you're trying to say.
Well, what you're saying is here, as long as she's got great-looking breasts, let's get breast augmentation for the young black ladies in your congregation. So what, so they can win a Best Actress award?
I'm telling you, Halle Berry took a top off and moved a generation of black women along.
Because she's not a very good actress.
Everybody knows she's not a good actress. Everybody knows she's not good. It's not got nothing to do with that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Renick, who was speaking at his church this morning, said Halle Berry got naked in Monsters Ball and it got her an Academy Award. I asked him, what about her talent as an actress? And he says it's well known she doesn't have any. And on top of that, if that's what it takes, that's good. Now, he's also used church money to fund breast enhancement surgery for young women in his congregation, and he's being threatened with a lawsuit by at least two different families because the money is coming from church funds. Why? Because if it's good for Halle Berry, it's good for the girls in his church. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Reverend Halle Berry, in other words, has large breasts, and that's what got her the Academy Award.
So what I said to you, Mr. Hendry, and I really regret and resent you mischaracterizing what I'm saying. I'm saying what got her over the top for the award was her willingness and her courage to open her blouse up and show what God gave her. Now, you know and I know she couldn't act her way out of a wet paper sack, but what she did do, she did something a lot of young black actresses have not had the courage to do, and that's to show herself as a woman.
You said, and making love to a white man on screen.
I think that takes a lot of guts to some black women to do, especially on screen. You misunderstand what I'm saying. The public's got a right to see them, because part of the money that she spent to have them things made bigger come from the box office money that the people paid for, white and black.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me move on to a phone call here. Dee, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I want to say something to Riddick, and I'm not going to even call him a pastor because
my name is William Riddick. I'm a pastor.
Joyful
Union Congregation
would not make that type of a comment over the air about any black young lady, especially one like Halle Berry, which did not, mind you, have to take her clothes off to show the great talent that she, the performance that she has done over the years, not just in Monsters Ball, but over the years, all the talent that she has instilled in her. She didn't have to take a stitch of clothes off. She could have walked out there with
anything on. She didn't
win
no award.
You are really ignorant, Riddick. You are ignorant because you got on national air, and you're saying that this black woman that has come forth and did a great thing in the United States, in America for that reason, for all of the black women in America to say that she wouldn't have gotten it if she hadn't taken her clothes off.
Dee, this is Phil Hendry. Let me ask the Reverend a question. Are you saying that every African-American actress has to take her clothes off?
No, I did not say that, and I resent that as well, Mr. Hendry.
I'm asking you, are you Angela Bassett, would she have to take her clothes off?
Angela Bassett's a fantastic actress, but how many Best Actress awards she win? You got it? None. And the first time we get a young black woman win her Best Actress, what'd she do? She opened that blouse up, took her panties off, boom, she
won. It had nothing to do with her taking her clothes off.
You know full well it does, because she ain't got no talent. She's a beautiful young lady.
She has lots of talent. If she didn't have talent, she wouldn't be in the movie.
Name a movie she's been in that she's been good in.
And for you to take funds from the church, tithes and offering from the church, and assign them or deliberately give those funds to people or to young women to enhance their breasts because you think it's going to make them a better person or make them act any better. It's foolish on your part as a minister, as a man, period.
Sister, you know what? Halle Berry won a Best Actress Award last night.
You're the first person I even heard say anything about that. And you know what? That's foolish for you to even think that way. A pastor on top of that to think that way? No.
Now, let me ask you.
You are out of line.
All right, then I'll ask you a
question. Totally out of control.
I'll ask you a question. How come last night, when she gave her acceptance speech, she thanked a plastic surgeon?
She did not thank a plastic surgeon.
She thanked her lawyer. She thanked the agent. She said it thanks to Dr. Goldberg or some Jew name like that.
That's not a plastic surgeon. If you knew who he was, then you would know that the man that she was thanking as doctor had nothing to do with her breast.
Well, what kind of doctor is he?
You want to know what kind of doctor he was?
Yeah.
He was a doctor, just like you. If you were a doctor, Dr. Reddick. That's the type of doctor he was. He had something to do with her career. He had nothing to do with her body and the changing of her body.
You better believe it had something to do with her career. He gave her a 44 double D. That's what he got
for
her career.
No,
wait a minute.
You're totally out of line.
Wait, I don't remember him.
You have nothing to back that up.
She might have said, Doc, you don't know that it was a plastic surgeon.
Yeah, that was not a plastic surgeon. There's no way that you could have known that was a plastic surgeon. You just assumed. Like an ASU, like everyone else, you assume that that's what
he meant. Well, either he was a boob doctor or he cured her crab, but something had to do with it. Now, I say he was a boob doctor.
Well, you don't know that he was a, quote, boob doctor, okay?
You're talking out of your head. You don't even know who he was.
Sister, I've been saying nothing but good things here about this young lady.
You haven't said anything good other than the fact that what you've told the public here is that the only thing good that you said is how ignorant and foolish you really are.
I got two young ladies in my congregation who are trying to get the boob enhancement surgery going right now.
And you're using the church money to get breast enhancement for these young women.
And you think God would really look down on you and say good things, Pastor Reddick?
I would do anything for Jesus.
Keep up the good work? Pastor Reddick.
I would do
anything. If you want to consider yourself pastor, I really don't consider you a pastor. Anyone that would talk like you couldn't possibly be a pastor.
You know, the only one that got to concern me, a pastor, is Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and Savior. And I'd get down on my hands and knees for Jesus. And you may not like this, dear. I'd get on my hands and knees and stick my butt up in the air for Jesus. Whatever I got to do, I got to...
Okay, thank you very much, Dee, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. What you're saying here is that a young African-American women can't make it in show business unless they have breast enhancement.
I'm saying that a lot of young black women ought to take a tip from Halle Berry. What, I'm not the only one that sees this. The first woman to get a Best Actress Award for being a black woman, she got boobs. I mean, she got a pair of cans on her.
And for a preacher to talk the way you do.
I will do anything to help my congregation. I'm not trying to talk dirty or anything, but I'll do anything to help my congregation. And if that means I got to give them 5 G's or 10 G's, get them things enhanced out and everything like that, I'll do that too.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Donna on the Phil Hendry Show. Donna, go ahead.
Mr. Rannick, I agree totally with Dee. I can't see how you could actually tell people that you're a pastor. That you get in front of
people. I read the Bible every morning.
And actually tell young women, number one, that they have to bear skin to actually be an actress.
How come no other black woman won an award for years and years? Oh,
and
yeah?
She has shown skin in the past.
Just
that
so
has
happens
nothing
she
to do
wins
with
the
it.
Best Actress Award when she let them flashlights go on.
Rennick.
She turned on their high beams.
And you talk to any psychiatrist, and they're going to tell you before you start passing out money for young women to get actually in kind of augmentation,
they need to
go through some kind of psychologist and making sure that they're aware.
Making sure they want
to.
Oh, I see. One woman needs to go to a head shrinker.
You have placed yourself above God,
now,
and that's the problem.
God, I'm doing the will of God. I'm doing the bidding of God.
You are offensive. I cannot believe that you even still have a congregation.
How are you figuring doing
it? Halle Berry deserves every award that she's ever gotten.
Halle Berry ain't never got no award until she showed a couple of high beams. She ain't never got no award until she pulled a blouse off. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? What award she win?
That is not true.
Well, what award
she win? The reason she got it was because she pulled a blouse off.
Well,
what are you going to say to Sidney Poitier years ago when look who's coming to dinner and he was sitting there with a white woman? Huh?
Well, because everybody don't care about a black man.
Is it different?
I'm talking about a black woman.
For a man than a woman?
And let me tell you,
you're offensive.
The Soul Train Awards don't
count.
You can't even call
yourself a pastor.
Well, you know, I read the Bible every day.
Well, it takes more than reading the Bible.
Well, do you know the Bible?
Yes, and I want to tell you something. It takes more than just reading
the Bible
to lead the flock. And you're not there.
Wherever you find me, you will find... Wherever it is,
you're not leading the flock.
You will find me. You find two plastic surgeons making a woman's boobs bigger, G's going to be there too. Because that all that does is try to help a young woman out.
Try to help a young woman out. Well, one of the things you're doing is you're taking money from your congregation and you're giving it to these ladies without the approval of the congregation.
I'm a pastor. I can do with the church fund what I think is right. And if it takes moving a young lady along into the successful world of entertainment by giving her, a boob...
It's called breast enhancement.
I mean, breast enhancement. Then I think that is the right thing to do.
All right, here's Susan on the Phil Hendry Show. Susan.
Yes?
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hi, you can hear me?
Yes, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead.
The first thing I'd like to say is the status of this gentleman as a pastor or not is irrelevant to the argument he's making.
No, because the bottom line is
Halle Berry has talent, and
right.
You need to recognize that.
Sure.
She's a beautiful woman, but she's a talented woman. And
uh-huh.
If you saw a movie like Introducing Dorothy Dandridge, you would know that she's a talented woman. Clearly,
what's it take to be Dorothy Dandridge other than look good? That's all it takes. Walk in a gown.
Did you not see that movie? Did you have the sound turned down? What is your problem?
All she do in that movie is squeeze the boobies together with her arms going around Dorothy Dandridge. Then she walk off the.
You know what?
Hold on. Hey, Susan. Susan, hold the line.
Problem,
Susan,
huh?
I want you to hold the line, Susan. All right, we have to take a break, but hold on. All
okay.
Right. All right. You too, Reverend. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Renick, who believes Halle Berry, the only reason why she won the Best Actress Award last night is because she has large breasts and she was willing to show them on camera. And he is also helping young women in his parish get breast enhancement with church funds. The Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Pastor William Renick is with me. He says that from Joyful Union Congregation, which is where, Pastor?
Bellflower, California.
Bellflower. Halle Berry, the only reason why she won the Best Actress Award is because she showed her breasts in the movie.
Will you name me any other black actors that won a Best Actress Award?
Well, that's not the point.
You name me one other black actors that won.
I mean, they've won supporting.
No, I mean the number one role at Best Actress Award. Name one.
None.
All right. The first one to come along and win it, because she opened up her blouse and let the sun shine in. And that's what I'm talking about.
And that's why you're helping young girls in your congregation get breast enhancement surgery.
I have had a very debilitating battle with alcoholism. I've been 6 weeks at Betty Ford Clinic to dry out. And I'm very embarrassed to admit that, but it is a costly event to try to get myself dried out and get back over.
So now the money that you raise from the careers of these young ladies will be used to dry you out at the Betty Ford Clinic. Am I hearing you properly?
Mr. Henry, you knew that when I called your producer and asked to be on your program.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Susan. Thanks for holding on, Susan. Go ahead. Susan,
can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. What's the argument that we're making right now?
Okay, why are you calling? Let's put it that way.
I'm calling to tell the Reverend that he's completely focused on the wrong aspect. He's being very manly in this respect as opposed to...
I'll ask you the same question that I asked the host of the show.
All he's focused on is her breast. Then he's losing the entire point.
I'll ask you the same question I asked the host.
Wait a minute, Susan. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Go ahead, Reverend.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Mr. Henry. Name me one other actress who's black that won
I don't know of another black actress.
Yeah, that's right. You want to know why? Because they didn't have the body that Halle Berry got.
I'm sure that doesn't have everything to do with it.
Well, she's not a great actress, is what you're saying, Reverend. And there are a lot of people that will obviously disagree with you.
Who's going to disagree with me? Everybody know Halle Berry had got enough. She couldn't act her way out of a wet paper sack.
You know, you've said that once, so you need to come up with a different line.
Well, you know what? You need to come up with a different line and give me an example when she is a good actress. Because you ain't got one.
Introducing Dorothy Dandridge. That's what I'm saying. Did you not see that movie?
She walked out and squeezed her boobs together and then walked off.
She didn't walk out and squeeze her boobs together. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about she in that white dress, right? And she walked out and she pushed her arms together like, will you please light my cigarette? The boob come popping out. Now, that's the reason why everybody loved that movie. And by the way, that movie wasn't out in the movie theater. That's a made-for-TV movie. That don't count.
But so whatever
what?
It made-for-TV movie.
Actress.
A talented actress wins herself, gets herself in more movies than Viva Rock Vegas or the Flintstones.
All right. Reverend, good luck.
Good luck on what?
Good luck getting dry. Are you trying to tell me that you're using the money from the breast enhancement of young ladies? I mean, from the...
Mr. Henry, is we try to give young black women the pride to go out into the professional world and achieve the things that Halle Berry's achieved. I'm not saying that Halle Berry's a bad person. I love Halle Berry. I'm proud of what she done.
You're proud of what she did. She went out and got a boob job or something, got herself a best actress.
I'm proud of what she did. I say to the young women in our congregation, why don't you get a boob enhancement job? Then you go out and get yourself a movie star job. Then once you make $1 million,
you take 10%.
Because I happen to have a talent agency, yes.
And you use that 10% to get yourself dried out at the Betty Ford Clinic.
All we're saying is this is an opportunity.
Isn't that right? You use the 10% of the money that these girls make to dry yourself out at Betty Ford. And what is Boobs for Jesus?
That happens to be our congregational program.
And you call it that, Boobs for Jesus.
Yes, sir. And you got a problem with that? You know, I find it very interesting. Every time a black man try to make a couple of dollars, white man comes along with an opinion about it. So you can go out and do anything you want.
Well, why don't you just call it Black Boobs for Jesus? How about that?
It's a good idea. Let me write that down.
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Henry Show. I perform the voices of the different guests that we have in this program. For instance, that was me performing the voice of Pastor William Renick while I also performed the part of myself. That's what we do on our show. And those people that called in, they're not paid to call in. They're not friends of ours. They don't get what's going on. Those are real people that think that that's a real guy. That's what makes our show different from anything else that you've ever heard on the radio or are ever likely to hear in the next, 300 years. How's that for just a little bit of modesty? Now, from our show on Friday, producer Tony Neal was with us. Tony was talking to me about the fact that he would like to see the Academy Awards feature 10 Al-Qaeda detainees in the front row selecting the best movie of the year and then closing the evening with a dance number involving Liza Minnelli. Sounded like a great idea. Obviously, they didn't do it last night, but let's listen from Friday's show, Tony Neal.
Phil Henry, flashback.
They are detainees.
Yes.
They have no right to mingle with the Hollywood set.
The
they
Hollywood,
have no right to be there.
The
they have
group,
no right to be there.
The
These
Hollywood
are people that the American people are dying for. To try to have peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Yes.
And these are killers. And if you could put them out in such a beautiful atmosphere with our movie stars,
yes.
I mean, something is wrong
Ruth,
with
I'm
you.
I'm saying, just consider, in a
that you should
reconciliation,
just forget about
what
it.
What if we had an Al-Qaeda detainee co-presenting?
What kind, who needs them?
Co-presenting
who
with
wants
you
them?
The American
Nobody
people.
Wants them.
I'm going to ask Ruth. Ruth, this is Phil Henry. You wouldn't watch that, would you?
I certainly, you know, I
neither would I.
Every year I watch,
lying.
But I would watch them. No,
you're both lying.
No, I would not watch it either. I agree with Ruth.
I would not watch.
I don't want to see some Al Qaeda co-presenting with Warren Beatty.
Right.
I think it would be one of the great moments in television to see Al Qaeda go out and co-present with Julia Roberts, Best Picture for a short subject.
Oh, please.
These are ways of incorporating the disenfranchised Afghanistan.
I think most of the American people would find you to be 1,000% wrong. You have no right
to
put these people in the movie theater.
Now, I know that Liza Minnelli has not responded positively to your overtures. Is that correct?
I can work on her.
But apparently, you want Liza Minnelli to come in. You want Liza Minnelli to come in and do a dance number with these Al Qaeda detainees
at the end of the broadcast. Yes.
Oh God, help
you! They will do a number from Guys and Dolls, which I think is in the spirit of America.
Why do we understand what you're doing? What you're doing, you are doing a disjustice. You
know, what number from Guys and Dolls?
Ruth, I want you to just keep an open mind for a moment. Now, you've got Liza Minnelli and the Al-Qaeda singing, I got the horse right here, his name is Paul Revere,
I don't understand what you want these people there. They're up in Cuba.
They're down in Cuba. The Cuban, isn't it down there?
South, yes.
I mean, why do you want them?
Because I think the American people need to learn a lesson
There's no lesson to learn. You know, most of them are barbaric.
You want the chance to make amends with Al-Qaeda? Admit it, and Hollywood can help you.
What?
Now, by sending Ruth, I want you to take down a number, 213-251-3189. You can send a donation to help support an Al-Qaeda member in America.
Never in a million years.
But what do you think? Liza comes out, and they all start, Camelot, you know?
No, you're making a big mistake.
What are you? You're making a huge mistake. Nobody's going to watch 10 Al-Qaeda detainees and Liza Minnelli.
I won't even turn it on. Won't even watch.
Then that proves you've got a very narrow mind, Ruth.
No.
And darling, at this
no,
point
I wouldn't
life,
have anything to do with it.
At
no,
this
thank
point in your
you.
Life, I
goodbye.
Bill Hendricks. Flashback.
I was going to say, at this point in your life, I would think what? You'd be more open-minded? You'd watch the Al-Qaeda? You know, you get to a certain age. What are you kidding me? You get to a certain age, you're 78, you believe anything, right? Dad, do you want to see the Al-Qaeda and Liza Minnelli tonight? Oh, all right. What, those nuts in Cuba? Yeah. And they're doing what? They're singing and dancing with the Al-Qaeda. Christ, did you hear this? Go ahead, put it on. You can talk your father into anything when he's like, 78. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. I feel at this point I should explain why there has been the negative. I've heard nothing but negative things about Halle Berry's acceptance speech last night, because I don't want to just pile on at this point, but I do want to explain. I think it's pretty easy. She never once mentioned Nell Carter. She never once mentioned Shirley Hemphill. No, I'm kidding. But remember when she said, and I like Dorothy Dandridge. She named all these gorgeous African-American actresses from the 50s. Dorothy Dandridge, Lena Horne, beautiful women, Diane Carroll, got that one. But never, Isabel Sanford. I didn't hear any of that thrown in there. And if you want, how about Butterfly McQueen, as long as we're on the subject? Don't know who Butterfly McQueen is, do you? She won the Academy Award Best Supporting Actress from Gone with the Wind. Her big line was, I don't know nothing about birth and no babies. That was the whole, everybody thought that was just so, ha, 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 ha. Get a load of the black person with the fractured English. Nothing about Mabel King. Nothing about Mom's Mabley. Nothing about the big fat one that was in Raisin in the Sun. What was her name? She was fantastic. Whatever her name was, she played the mom. Nothing about that. Now, you see, I suspect, here's what happened. Let me just tell you what happened. I'm not going to pile on. I'm only going to say to you what happened to me. This is a blow-by-blow, minute-by-minute, second-by-second accounting of my emotional life last night, and I think it was sometime around 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, as they began to announce the winner for Best Actress. Now, what had happened earlier in the evening, just to give you some prelude, my wife invited over her friend, Wendy, and her kids, and then my kids. So basically, there were now, and then I think Nikki came over too. So there's three adult women, and somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 kids, all crammed into our family room there watching TV. Well, naturally, I'm sure you understand, I could only take about 2 minutes of that, because the mouths never stop, the chattering, the piano playing, the... What happened now? Alex hit me! Okay, Alex, go upstairs. What? I didn't do anything! You know, this kind of crap. So I removed myself, and I have a little room with a TV set in it just next door. And nobody noticed that I was gone either, which was great. I just kind of closed the door behind me, and it's clear, you know, everybody, I can still hear them in there. You know, gunplay. All right, now, by the way, the little room that I'm mentioning is called the bathroom. Now, anyway, so I got a TV, and I sit in there, and I'm like, this is great. Okay. Now, who was it? Russell Crowe? He came out. Yeah, it was Russell Crowe. The winner from last year, Best Actor, comes out, and he says, now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the Best Actress Award. I'm sitting there. And I had my personal favorite. Now, you got to understand, so when I watch the Academy Awards, I'm kind of a square. I'm old school. I really think it's about the best single performance of those people nominated. I don't think it's about the best performance given in the entire year of movies, because who knows? Who could possibly track that? But of the nominees, I like to think it's about the best performance. Well, naturally, of course, it isn't. But I still hold out hope. Anyway, my favorite was Sissy Spacek. She was brilliant, if you saw in my bedroom, or in her bedroom. She was in my bedroom, and she was great. And so, no, I was in the bedroom, and she was really great. So I'm sitting there, I'm going, oh, okay, cool. Here comes Best Actress, and the nominees are, boom, Sissy Spacek, Halle Berry for her brilliant deal there in Monsters Ball, and I don't know whatever the hell else. Who else was nominated? Judi Dench for Iris, Nicole Kidman for Moulin Rouge, and the winner is Halle Berry. So... that was okay, too, until they flashed to her, and she was doing the oh, my God, oh, my God. Now, you're asking me, okay, so what's your point, Phil? I'm just telling you, here was my visceral reaction. It was based on nothing conscious or intellectual. It was visceral. It was subconscious. I said to somebody had come into the room, one of Maria's friends, I said, I got to get out of here. Why? Because I know this is going to be a long, really embarrassing speech that she's about to, I just know it's going to happen, and I swear to God, because she was going, oh my God, oh my God, looked like Bobby Dooley having a palpitation. So I split. Now you're saying, well, what a slob you are. Can't a woman enjoy the moment? Yes, yes she can. I'm fully telling you, it's probably my fault. It must be something wrong with me, but that was my instant, oh Jesus, I don't want to do this. I'll tell you why, because after Sally Fields, and after a lot of what Julia Roberts has left out on that stage, they're just, you know, you really need to open a window in here because it's getting a little stale. What happened with Julia Roberts, of course, and by the way, Julia Roberts, let's always make it about you, Julia, whatever you can, you know. It can't just be Denzel Washington winning the Best Actress Award. You had to hang all over him like a bad smell as he was walking off the stage, and then you had to say, I love my life, and always about you, isn't it, baby? Look, it, no offense. I understand you're pretty good, although with each passing year, I better not say it. I wouldn't be a gentleman if I said it. I would not be a gentleman if I said what I actually said to Janice in the office. So I'm not going to say that every year she gets uglier. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, that's what I did. I walked outside, and through the glass, I could hear the blubbering and this. Now, somebody got to help me with this because I was outside. Did she actually scream, no, you're not taking me off? I've waited 74 years for this. Didn't she scream that at one point? 74 years for what exactly? For a woman to win the best actress, for black women to win best actress. Is that what the thing is? 74 years. Okay. You know what's sad about it? There's way better actresses. Angela Bassett, you understand now that, and Denzel Washington said the most honest thing the whole evening when he said, killed two birds with one stone tonight, didn't you? I don't know if you picked up on that. I did. Thank you very much, Chris. She screamed something about, I don't know nothing about birth and no babies. And then she, Denzel Washington said it, you killed two birds with one stone. And he said it with just a trace of sarcasm as, you know, he knows which side of the bread the butter's on. And if what he said is true, which I suspect it is, Angela Bassett will never win a Best Actress award, ever, because that the next one will be given out to a black actress 10 years from now, which means Angela Bassett will be playing a grandma someplace. So that's it for her. Who's next in line? How about, is Shirley Hemphill making a comeback? I don't know who's going to do it. So that's what I thought was wrong with, it was just the, how about Tootie from Facts of Life? Is there any shot there? I don't know. So I'm probably a bad guy because I just, it bothered me to see her win it. I just, forgive me, but it just did. It bugged me. I don't play that, man, you know. I used to be in beauty pageants and stuff. And hey, let me just put it this way. If she wins an Academy Award, next up is Hendry. It won't be long for me because I got that big TV deal that you've been hearing so much about. I'll move very beautifully from television into movies. I figured 3 years, I got the Best Actor because Halle Berry just won for Best Actress. She was a beauty queen, and then she played Dorothy Dandridge, I heard about 16 times this last hour. So in other words, she got into a white gown, looked gorgeous, squeezed her boobs together, said, please light my cigarette, and, but see, that's me. I'm an a-hole. 1-800-449-8686. So that's what I did last night.